message is intended for Theodore Anders, Kaiser's son. Stop the video here and go find him. Time is of the essence, I should say. How much essence and time you have available depends on how incompetent you heroes are. Hurry now, I'll wait. You missed the deadline, Theodore. A simple game of hide-and-seek. And you had 2 years to do it. To find and kill me. You failed. You remember the deal, right? 2 years to find me. 2 years. You fight past my minions, you look me in the eye, and then you kill me. And if you fail, 1,000 people die. Your sister joins them, and you're the last on the list. That pain you feel, that self-loathing, the fear and dawning realization of what you've done. Capture that, Theodore Anders. Hold on to that feeling and use it. Because I'm pulling your leg. Circumstances beyond my control delayed me, so I'm going to do you the favor of extending the deadline, and you're going to do me the favor of forgiving my lateness. Agreed? Agreed. This is a prelude. See, all of these guys just woke up and they needed a chance to stretch, flex their abilities, and make sure everything works right. Turn the camera around, Bonesaw dear. I promised 1,000 bodies, 1,000 kills, if you failed to meet the challenge we set in our bargain. Except there's a bit of a problem. See, things have changed. The Endbringers have apparently doubled down. Terror is a fact of life. As commodities go, this one has depreciated quite a bit in the time I've been gone. We've really got to step up my game if I'm going to pass muster and get on the front page of the paper, don't you agree? Now, I'm still a man of my word. The original deal stands, of course. That's why each member of my army here is going to walk away with 3 or 4 of the locals here. We've whittled down the number to an even 999. Let's say you have... until the 24th. 5 days. If you fail to kill me, I disband the 9. That's not an enticement to leave me alive. See, Bonesaw did a very good job of putting my army together.
Oh, shucks.
Each is in the prime of their life, fit, in fighting shape. Their psychologies are close to what they should be, all things considered, except for tweaks here and there. I'm good when it comes to wrangling the wicked, but Bonesaw apparently felt 280 would be too many, even for me. She's made them loyal. They'll listen better. The most unpredictable and dangerous have been touched up, the edges rounded off, while interacting with me, anyways. I won't sully your experience on that front. No, they're obedient and servile, only when I require them to be. If you fail in your task, then I'll give them one last task. To kill the 1,000 people we agreed to in the terms of our wager. And then I'll disband the group. They'll be free to run rampant, to do as they see fit, wreak chaos. I'll take a vacation. Sit back with a Mai Tai, and watch the show. I'll be leaving members of the Slaughterhouse 9 behind at regular intervals, as I beat a not-so-hasty retreat. Your choice if you deal with them or leave them be. But if I get one report from them that you're getting help, one report that you're using others as a crutch, then that's it. Order goes out. Hostages die. 9 go off leash. And you get to watch the body count rise. 5 days, Theodore.